This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, June 15th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Alley. Here's today's headlines. GOP targets California water policies, progress on smoke taint, and partisan anger embroils spending process. House GOP seeks to block California water policies. House Appropriations Committee Republicans yesterday released their funding priorities for energy and water development. Several provisions target California water. The bill would offset any reductions to state water project deliveries by boosting the Central Valley Project supply. It would block state lawmakers from reforming senior water rights. The bill would also revive an effort to enlarge Lake Shasta that after the Newsom administration shot down the proposal. Endangered species. It would set restrictions on the Biden administration's overhaul of the Trump-era biological opinions for Delta fish, would also reject new taking limits on Delta bass species. Reaction? Well, Appropriations Ranking Member Rosa DeLauro of Connecticut balked at the proposal. The progressive lawmaker argued the provisions would mandate environmentally harmful water management plans and advance controversial dam proposals. Next, an appropriations subcommittee holding a markup hearing this morning on the $58 billion funding bill. Grape growers hail progress with smoke taint. The past 4 years have shown significant progress from a research task force investigating the impact of wildfire smoke on wine grape production. Speaking at the annual Smoke Summit this month, Vicki Sharlaw, executive director of the Washington Wine Growers Association, offered some optimism. The coalition of industry and research entities has gained $5 million in annual federal funding for the USDA Agriculture Research Service, that to focus on smoke exposure, along with a $6 million specialty crop block grant. Crop insurance and disaster programs now cover smoke taint as well. Federal and university researchers are also able to track smoke haze and issue warnings up to 3 days ahead of time, allow growers to mitigate impacts or harvest grapes early. Studies are also determining sustainable thresholds for exposure and how the taint specifically impacts grapes. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. GOP push for new cuts triggers Democratic outrage. Well, it didn't last long. Just 2 weeks after Congress passed the debt ceiling agreement, the fiscal 24 spending process, it's off to a rocky start. Democrats charge that Republicans already reneging on the deal, starting with the FY24 funding bill for USDA and FDA. Top Democrats on the House Appropriations Committee suggest that a small group of about 20 hardline conservatives has forced GOP leaders to seek deeper cuts than were intended in the agreement between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. The $25.3 billion FY24 USDA-FDA bill that Republicans advanced through the committee yesterday includes $8 billion in funding rescissions that have little chance of passing the Senate, but would still reduce funding by 2%. It would be near the FY22 level. The basics of the feud? Well, House Appropriations Chairwoman Kate Granger of Texas said the spending caps of the debt ceiling agreement, quote, set a ceiling, not a floor, under spending. Democrats said that was disingenuous. There is no sense in me coming to a deal with you where you have a $50 difference between 50 and 100, and we make a deal at 75. If you come back to me after the deal is done and say, oh, we meant that 75 was the ceiling, that's not a deal, said Representative Steny Hoyer of Maryland. But Republicans didn't back down. Maryland Representative Andy Harris, the Republican chair of the Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee, suggested Hoyer had not listened to McCarthy's interpretation of the deal, saying, quote, he said we'll not spend more in fiscal year 24 than we spend in fiscal year 23. We can try to fool the American public with smoke and mirrors and pretend, but the speaker was clear. Why it matters? Well, this deeply partisan feud over spending is only beginning, and the new fiscal year starts October 1. It remains to be seen what this means for other legislation, like the Farm Bill. Industry to EPA. Give WOTUS a rest. Agricultural and other industry groups urging the Biden administration to stop defending its Waters of the U.S. rule, which suffered what appeared to be a fatal blow with the Supreme Court Sackett decision last month. EPA this week appealed an injunction issued by a federal judge in North Dakota that halted enforcement of the rule in 24 states. Another injunction in Texas stopped enforcement in that state and Idaho. Rather than doubling down, we urge the federal government to promptly implement the Supreme Court decision, said Courtney Briggs of the Waters Advocacy Coalition. Briggs is Senior Director of Government Affairs at WAC member, American Farm Bureau Federation. The Supreme Court's ruling offers farmers, small businesses, private property owners, and job creators clarity to continue to support the needs of America's families while also protecting our nation's valuable water resources, Briggs said. By the way, a fiscal 2024 spending bill Republicans proposed yesterday for the Army Corps of Engineers includes a provision to terminate the WOTUS rule. The Energy Water Funding Bill also would allocate $456 million for construction projects on the Inland Waterway System, which would fully fund ongoing work, that according to a summary of the bill. But the Energy Water Bill, like the agriculture measure approved in committee yesterday, relies heavily on funding rescissions. The bill's cuts include $4.5 billion that was earmarked in the Inflation Reduction Act for rebates on new electric appliances or installation of home electrification projects. FDA to conduct research on front-of-package food labels. FDA is planning a new study on front-of-package labeling for foods to follow up on research conducted with focus groups last year. The study will use a randomized 15-minute web-based questionnaire of 9,000 adults to test some of the labeling schemes originally used with the focus groups. Standardized, science-based labeling could help consumers, particularly those with less nutrition knowledge, quickly and easily identify foods that can help them build a healthy eating pattern, the agency says. The experiences of countries worldwide that have adopted front-of-package labeling suggest that such labeling may help nutrition comprehension and the ability to make healthier choices. By the way, FDA has extended a comment period until September 25th for its draft guidance for dietary guidance statements in food labeling. The statements include wording like, make half your grains whole grains and eat a variety of vegetables. Well, here's today's She Said It. We'd love to call this our last annual Smoke Summit, but unfortunately I think Smoke might be here a little longer. That's Vicki Charlo, Executive Director of the Washington Wine Growers Association. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, June 15th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.